This is KUT. The city of Austin needs more fire stations. The council even voted to build 5 more a couple years back. But since that vote, little has been done to fulfill that promise. KUT's Nadia Hamdan reports that the call to build those stations has recently gotten louder.
In April, homeowners in a Del Valle suburb were shocked to learn that their insurance rates could go up as much as $1,000 this year. The reason? Insurance companies said the homes were at greater risk because they were too far from the nearest fire station. Austin City Council member Delia Garza represents the area. The former firefighter advocated for the new stations at yesterday's council work session.
At the very basic level, a city should provide public safety resources. At the very basic.
Both the Austin Fire Department and its labor union, the Austin Firefighters Association, have been asking for these stations for roughly 20 years. The city expects it to take 8 minutes or less for a fire truck to arrive at the scene of a call. But that goal is met only 20% of the time. Bob Nix is the president of the Austin Firefighters Association.
I've never used the term outrageous so many times in the last month, you know.
He says the fire department needs new stations in Travis Country, Del Valle, Loop 360, Canyon Creek, and Goodnight Ranch. The department and labor union want the city to set a hard deadline to build the stations at Thursday's meeting. That includes a 6-year timeline to come up with a plan on how and when they'll build the 5 stations. The resolution would also give the city 6 months to build 2 temporary fire stations in the neighborhoods that need it most, Travis Country and Del Valle. Nick says the resolution needs to pass.
I mean, think about it. We're the 11th biggest city in the nation. We're growing faster than any of the 10 before us. And we don't have a plan for building core service infrastructure. That's ridiculous.
Earlier this month, the Austin Public Safety Commission recommended that council fund all the fire stations. Commission Chair Rebecca Weber says the increase in insurance rates has created a sense of urgency.
It's just unfair to annex these neighborhoods into the city and then to not give them, you know, the equal public safety services that everyone else gets. It's just not right.
The city has allocated $31 million within its upcoming bond package for the new stations, but that's not enough to build all 5. Union President Nix is glad the insurance rates brought the attention back to the need for more fire stations, but he says public safety should be the main driver.
Time matters. I mean, time matters in terms of a heart attack or fires, where fires grow exponentially. And so time matters, and that's why we absolutely need to have fire stations strategically placed around the city.
Tomorrow's meeting of the City Council starts at 10 a.m. Nadia Hamdan, KUT News.